When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What it is, welcome to another exciting adventure of the podcast that is Tyrus and Timph. I'm, of course, Tyrus, and my co-captain, the Timph.
Hello, hello. I am the Timph.
So, it has been a tough week all the way around, looks like. But we are here to try to put some smile on your faces. This country just can't seem to get it right now.
Mm-mm.
You know, we take a deep breath and then something else happens. We take a deep breath. I think everyone's on edge. So I think we all just need to relax a little bit and try to be nice to each other. Anything on that, Timph?
Yeah, I obviously agree. I think that unfortunately we can't seem to get anything right. And I think the worst part is I don't think. I mean, are people really trying?
That's a great, real. That's real.
Everybody's really, really wants to make sure they have the best zinger on Twitter.
Yeah.
And the best way to blame a Republican or to blame a Democrat, depending on what side you're on, when really there are so many research-based, complete solutions, but things that could help with what keeps happening, the things that you and I have talked about over and over again, like ending qualified immunity, those sorts of things. But nobody's having those nuanced conversations.
No. We heard so much about division during the Trump presidency.
Yeah.
But it feels like it's getting wider.
Yeah.
It feels like the side that was supposed to come in and focus on unity.
Right.
Seems to just wanting to put their foot on the neck of the other side opposed to unity. And we're seeing just nonstop one-sided stories, super tribalism. Like there's no discord. It's literally, if you disagree with me, you're a criminal.
Yes.
And I don't have to prove it. I know it.
Yes.
So that is unfortunate. But sometimes you just got to kind of take a break. You can't allow yourself to get sucked in because it is a magnet. Like you will... Suddenly, things that don't bother you as much before bother you.
Yeah.
Like for me, for example, one of the things that is I've noticed that I always have a short.
Sorry.
I always have a short trigger on people who don't drive good in front of me.
Like, mm-hmm.
You know, someone who doesn't signal when they get over or speed or when you're passing decides that they're going to be in the Indy 500 and want to speed up because they don't want to get passed up. So before I would just kind of roll my eyes. Now it's a full epitaph, you know. Where your patience is thin. It's like every time you turn around, I don't look at my social media anymore. I don't read comments anymore because you can't. You just can't. And even there's a lot of positivity out there. There's a lot of people that still, they praise you or whatever. But then now is it even a praise? It's a praise for a remark. So they'll be like, "Wow, Tyrus Tiff, I love your podcast. You guys are the best. Follow me."
Yeah.
If you don't. Did you get my tweet? Obviously not, or you're really fake.
Or I really, and Greg talks about this all the time too. We all get these. I used to like you until you said
this. How dare you have your own opinion?
Like, sorry guys. Like, you're not going to agree with another individual on every single, not just every single issue, but every single joke that a person makes.
Yeah, I'd like to think all my jokes are home runs, but I've thrown a few base hits, maybe a strikeout or two.
And you can't be in this business and anything where comedy is involved. You cannot be afraid to swing and miss because, unfortunately, the only way to really know if a joke works or not is to try it.
You got
to
go out there and you got to do it. But here's the thing: I think everyone thinks they're an entertainer now.
Yeah,
everyone thinks they're a clever, witty entertainer, especially in the news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we saw the thing we talked about on the Greg Gutfeld show, which is five nights a week that you can catch.
Mm-hmm. 11 p.m. only on Fox News Channel.
Boom. The Brian Seltzer thing about everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
You know, and like, where's your selfie and where's this? It's because people want to be what they're not anymore. They just assume, I'm a clever entertainer. You try to pass yourself off as a news person. You're an anchor. You tell the facts only, but they don't. They want to be clever, and they want to be actors and comedians and woke and just cool. We were like, oh, man, that guy is so witty and great. I hope he does action movies next. If you're claiming to be an anchor, which Kat and I have never claimed to
never,
be. Never.
To be clear.
In the strongest sense of the word.
Yeah.
We give you our opinions based on our lives and hunches. Sometimes, you know, and it's a 50-50 shot. You know, it's kind of like a psychic or one of those energy people. They're going to say, I sense there's stress in your life. And a person will be like, yeah, there is. How did you, this problem with the family. Oh, my God, how did you do that? How did she know? How did she know that I was struggling with my career? Because we're all in the same boat.
Yep.
You know, we're not experts. We do the best we can. But when you pass your, when you start judging somebody or going after somebody for giving their opinion just like you do, it's kind of, it's mad ignorant.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help anybody. You know, like, oh, I'm right. I'm so right. We're all not right. We're all, and this is difficult. I'm wrong a lot. I'm actually more wrong than I am right. But that's why I learn. I make mistakes. Sometimes, you know, I try to have all the information before I speak. But even then, I still get emotions like everybody else. I feel a certain way. And, you know, but I also try to say it's just me. It's just my opinion. You know, I'm not the gospel. And we got too many gospels, I think.
And I would never demand that from another person. Like, not even, like, let alone a stranger. Like, these people don't know. I would never demand that another person, like, well, you have this opinion that I disagree with. And therefore, I hate you.
You know, it's like I'll take my co-captain here. For example, we have a new show and a new format where it's not like before where you would wait for Greg to ask you a question.
Yeah.
It's a conversation.
Yeah.
But people who don't like change, it's she's interrupting. I can't. Everyone's interrupting each other. You guys are The View. I'll take The View money.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
It's a simple change. We're having
we're
a conversation.
We're supposed to do that.
Yeah, it's a conversation. But they don't like change. So instead of saying, huh, the new format, I'm not used to it yet.
Yeah.
And then you could have a conversation. Well, we've kind of changed the show a little bit more, less of Greg going you.
Right.
Once we get going, we encourage everyone to give feedback and to piggyback and have a conversation. The conversation doesn't have to be through Greg. There you go.
Yeah.
But instead it's like, no. Can't do it anymore. Sorry, guys, not watching. Like the entire production team's supposed to stop. Johnny USA, you know it, 22, has just said, I'm not going to listen anymore because we are having conversations and he doesn't like it. So, sorry, Kat.
Yeah.
Hardest thing in this business to do is, but we got to let you go. You're, you know, it's just relax off yourself just a scotch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not, I know we're all bosses and we're all Instagram models and we're all influencers and we're all woke and we all have amazing op-eds. And I hate the word
Facebook op-eds.
Yeah, I just, you know, I get it. But again, no matter how you swing it, it's an editorial, it's an opinion, it's from you, it's not based on 100% facts. You can feel a certain way, you can fight a certain way, and I'm all for that. But don't jump on somebody else because they disagree with you. Like, actually try this. Try listening and see where they're coming from. I know it's amazing, but it's not always going to be that way. There's going to be some stuff that's just ridiculous, and you have a right to have an opinion of it. And speaking of just ridiculous.
Brutally honest adoption ad for demonic dog. A 2-year-old rescue dog in New Jersey has gone viral after his foster parent penned a hilariously honest description of what to expect from the quote-unquote demonic pooch. Tiffany Fortuna, who is fostering the 13-pound Chihuahua named Prancer, wrote on Facebook last week that she's tried for months to make the pup sound palatable to potential adopters. Quote, the problem is he's just not. There's not a very big market for neurotic, man-hating, animal-hating, children-hating dogs that look like gremlins, she wrote on Facebook. Quote, but I have to believe there's someone out there for Prancer, because I am tired, and so is my family. Every day we live in the grips of the demonic Chihuahua hellscape he has created in our home. Fortuna went on to describe Prancer as being the embodiment of the Chihuahua meme that refers to the breed as 50% hate and 50% tremble. Quote, if you're intrigued and horrified at how this animal sounds already, just wait, there's more. Prancer came to me obese, wearing a cashmere sweater with a bacon, egg, and cheese stuffed into his crate with him. I should have known in that moment this dog would be a problem, she said. Fortuna said that the dog had previously been owned by an elderly woman who treated him like a human and never socialized with him. When he first came to stay with her family, Prancer was, quote, too terrified to have a personality. I was excited to see him come out of his shell and become a real dog. I am convinced at this point he is not a real dog, but more like a vessel for a traumatized Victorian child that now haunts our home. He hates men more than women do, which says a lot. If you have a husband, don't bother applying unless you hate him, she wrote. Have other dogs? Cats? Don't apply unless they like being shaken up like a rag doll by a 13-pound rage machine. He likes to go for car rides. He is housebroken. He knows a few basic commands. He is quiet and non-destructive when left alone at home. And even though we call him Baloney Face, he is kind of cute to look at. She said she understands that finding someone who wants a Chucky doll in a dog's body is very hard, but encouraged anyone to apply for him if they've always wanted their own, quote, haunted Victorian child in the body of a small dog that hates men and children. Quote, oh, also, he's only 2 years old and will probably live to be 21 through pure spite. So take that into account if you're interested, she added.
Well, when keeping it real goes right.
Yeah.
You can't return him. If you take him, you have all the information.
Yeah.
And it's the only thing I was kind of like, when I was reading this stuff, she says she treated him like a human, but she didn't socialize with him.
Yeah.
Is that where it's at? You know, and wow, he was chubby, wearing a cashmere sweater.
And had a bacon, egg, and cheese in the crate.
So he's not, you know what, maybe his happy place is Starbucks. You know, that's... Instead of the park, apparently he went to the Starbucks. Like, this is, she kept it real. Good thing this dog can't read. He would be pissed. But, you know, he doesn't work for me, obviously, because I'm a man.
Right.
I can't see Cheems and this guy working it out.
No, because Cheems is all, would just beat the shit out of him, and they'd fight, and it'd be horrible. And then Carl has...
He'd cry.
And Carl, like, doesn't know... anger or like evil, like he doesn't have a violent bone in his body, so like when Cheens like hits him, he doesn't understand why, or like this dog would kick Carl's ass.
Yeah, well, Carl just would be like, what's the reason for the season,
you know? Yeah, he wouldn't understand. You'd think he was playing,
you know. And wow, I just, if you're, and here's the deal, this is the longest ad for a dog I've ever seen. Usually it's like Chihuahua to good home, text, da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
You know, like, this guy's so bad that she's writing memoirs.
But now it's gone viral. So here's the thing. Someone's going to take this dog hoping that they can take this viral story and turn it into a viral Instagram account about how the Chihuahua is.
Or a YouTube series.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%. I'll invest. I'll invest. You know what? Why not? It'll be 90 days with the 50... hate and 50 tremble dog. So he's either miserable or he's angry. So,
yeah.
Which describes a lot of adults we see on TV. It's one way or the other, you know. Get him his own Twitter page. Let him criticize everyone. Show videos of him complaining about the food he served every morning, you know, or him going to Starbucks and like viciously growling at the person because they put almond milk, instead of 2% in their latte, I think. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what? I can't talk trash about Starbucks because I go to Starbucks a lot. I always get the same thing, though. I like the egg bites.
And, oh, those are good.
And I get the I'm a cold brew guy. You know?
I can't do cold brew. I used to do cold brew, and then I started having massive anxiety every time I drank it.
Yeah, well, you know what? Because it's a Trenta for me is normal. For you, that's someone filling up a gallon of coffee.
Right.
Chugging it and then chasing it with 8 Red Bulls.
Yeah, I had cold brew on Saturday, and I've spent several hours feeling as if the world was collapsing around me.
Hold on to your steering wheels, folks. We'll be right back after this. Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Speaking of cold brew, warm water means horny gators are descending upon Florida. Oh, boy. All right. Here we go.
Among the many good things warmer weather heralds, it also means the start of alligator mating season. Woo-hoo. Additional reason for Florida residents to be on high alert for the dangerous creatures and their freaky rituals. In Lakewood Ranch, a resident recorded two gators going at it in his backyard. A sex tape of the lovers that the man posted to YouTube on April 5th has racked up 15,000 views. Wildlife officials say the sighting is just one of the of many to come as the beasts branch out to sow their wild oats. This month, the last in the state's dry season, marks the start of gator mating season, which peaks in May and June. Quote, as a reminder, warm spring weather means alligators are more active and more visible, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission warns Floridians in an article titled Living with Alligators and Crocodiles. Quote, although many Floridians have learned to coexist with alligators, the potential for conflict always exists. Serious injuries caused by alligators are rare in Florida, but if you are concerned about an alligator, call FWC's toll-free nuisance alligator hotline. And because Florida can't catch a break, horny alligators aren't the only things in the water. A wastewater holding reservoir near Tampa is leaking and on the verge of collapse, which would send hundreds of millions of gallons of acidic radioactive water to the land and water sources of surrounding neighborhoods.
Whoa, so you could have radioactive alligator mating going on.
Yeah, well, it's a hot tub, right? So
yeah, basically.
You know, that's why they always put a hot tub in, you know, all like the houses on the MTV shows, because they're like, oh, throw a hot tub in there, people have sex. And it seems dumb, but it works.
For some reason, yeah. I wonder if that's the same thing for gators. If they see a hot tub, they're like, yeah, that's where it's at. Or, no, that's a boiling pot. Don't go in there. Bad things will happen. I kind of have an issue with the guy recording the alligators having made, they're mating, okay? Let's not make it what it is. Let's not use the S word on this one. Mm-hmm. He recorded their mating and then put it on YouTube. Did he ask them? Did they sign a release? I mean, are these alligators going to get their own reality TV show? Because, I mean, typically a sex tape usually leans to monetary success. You know, they end up with on the We Network or ION. You know what I'm saying? It's like a fast track to reality TV stardom. So I wonder if the alligators have an agent. Is there an agency for animal sex tapes, I guess? I guess calling it a sex tape makes it dirty. But if, like, you had David Attenborough do a voiceover during it, it's on the BBC. You see what I'm saying? It's all in a presentation. Words matter.
Yes.
It's kind of, you know, it's alligator mating season. It's only been going on for, like, I don't know, 14 million years. And maybe we shouldn't make such a big deal about it. You know, if you act like you don't see it, maybe the alligators won't do it in the middle of the yard anymore. Maybe they're doing it just for the reaction. You know, you just ignore it. You just keep, you know, you go about your day. You pay no attention to the 18-foot and 16-foot alligators in your backyard. You just, you know, use them as a coffee table, put your drink on their backs, like act like, and then they'll be like, well, they're not noticing, you know?
I don't know. I don't know enough about gator behavior.
Well, it's very, the males sing songs, which scare people because they sit in the water and they ruffle their backs and they bellow in the water. And you'll hear like this shimmy sound and this deep bellow that go like echoes through the Everglades, what used to be the Everglades, but most of their environment in Florida now is housing tracts and apartment complexes, so and golf courses. So they're very loud. Males make a lot of noise to let everyone know they're the top guy.
Yeah, I just don't like how this story described. Okay, so they got a video of alligators breeding, right? And the article says a sex tape of the lovers.
Yeah, that's
like that's it's not a sex tape. It's not a sex tape.
If they would have said the mating rituals of the Southern Florida alligator.
A sex tape of the lovers?
Yeah,
like, no.
It's not. But somebody will watch it and be like, what if one of the alligators was married? You know, like, this is what we've come to. This is what we talked about at the top of the show. People are just trying to be heard no matter what the ridiculousness is. Like I said, if you get an English guy to do a play-by-play of the mating ritual, it's on the BBC. It's
yeah.
on Discovery.
It's not. You nobody know? Would there, just describe the National Geographic Channel as the sex tape channel. Sex
yeah,
tapes and
animal sex
snuff tape. Films.
I got enough squirrel porn in my closet that you could, you know, fill in an acorn tree with. Like this, we just need to stop. This is barbaric and absolutely ridiculous. And I'm not supporting this. It's not a sex tape, okay? It's a documentary, is what it is.
Yes.
And we need to relax. You know, we need to just go out, get something to eat, and just calm down. And speaking of getting something to eat, this story I'm sure was inspired by Cheems. So, you know, here we go. Fancy Feast releases cookbook for humans inspired by new cat food. So you guys can eat together, cat.
Mm-hmm.
If Cheems, I don't know, does Cheems eat Fancy Feast? Is that a little below Cheems?
That's below him.
Yeah, he's not having
he's
that.
On prescription food.
Oh, well, that's okay. Well, poor Cheems. Well, then maybe let's not bring him in. I was going to say hit him on Zoom on this one, but this could go horribly wrong for us if he, you know, does he know he's on medicated food, or do you trick him and tell him it's just special for
yeah,
him?
Yeah, it's special for him.
Yeah,
he doesn't know. So
okay,
let's
so
not,
let's,
yeah.
let's not do that because... You know, he'll want to know things, and then he'll think he'll somehow tie it to the wall. And
yeah, he's not over it.
No, he's not over it. It's too soon for him. So, Devin, Devin's been extremely quiet today. Anyone
yeah, know,
like unbelievably quiet, like she's watching a movie.
Yeah, she's watching Anastasia.
Yeah, quietly.
The cat food brand
doesn't
Fancy
even
Feast.
Argue it.
Yeah, how's Anastasia?
It's fantastic. Great movie. Great movie.
See Howard the Duck yet?
Rasputin's great. Great character. No Howard the Duck yet. Sorry. Okay.
It's only been 2 years. That's cool.
It's on my list. The cat food brand owned by Purina announced earlier this week that it has released a cookbook for humans to celebrate the release of its new line of single serve entrees, Petites. The Fancy Feast Petite Feast cookbook is free to download online and includes 12 single serve recipes inspired by Petites, so humans can enjoy dinner alongside their pets. Quote, mealtime is a bonding experience, the introduction of the cookbook says. We sit at a dining table with our family. We gather with friends. Now Fancy Feast is asking you to extend the invitation to your cat to join you for mealtime as you cook meals inspired by their favorite dishes, but made just for you.
No.
The recipes include the likes of chicken and ramen with tomato honey butter sauce,
that's
honey sriracha
horrible.
Grilled chicken with spicy fried rice,
pass.
And white fish and asparagus with beurre blanc.
Pass. I don't even care how good it is.
Beurre blanc, I don't know what that is.
You're telling me these recipes are inspired by cat food? I've cleaned up too much cat vomit in my life. I don't know. I see all cat food
is
as
there anything
vomit.
With a hairball in it?
Oh, yeah.
The
oh,
cookbook
yeah.
features recipes that are elevated but easy enough to whip up on a weeknight. Each dish was inspired by the small plate restaurant trend. The recipes are for humans but were created in honor of the dishes you will be serving your cat.
Wow. I feel like there's certain things you don't mix.
Yeah, like cat food and humans.
Cat food. And human food, a cookbook that goes together. It's like your food comes in a can, in a bag, and I prefer that mine did not.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just trying too hard here. Everyone's so clever that we've gotten stupid. I mean, this is just beurre blanc. What do you think beurre blanc would do to a cat's intestinal system? Like, I don't even know what beurre blanc is. I'm assuming
nary a clue.
Nary. Not a time in my life of like, hey, we out of beurre?
Mm-mm.
You know, I've asked for, we out of beer. I've
Daddy
asked for
beurre?
Ketchup.
You picked that up at Duane Reade? Did
yeah.
you get that at the pharmacy? No.
No. Does Walgreens have beurre blanc in? No, they're out. What? How are we supposed to have souffle tonight if we don't have beurre blanc? Does it come in like instant beurre blanc? Just add water? You know, I don't know. The mystery that surrounds beurre blanc. Do you have a definition, Devin, of what beurre blanc is?
Yes. It is a sauce. It's a white butter French sauce. It's emulsified butter sauce made with a reduction of vinegar and or white wine.
Okay, so reduction means they take it out?
Yeah, they reduce it. So
why would I add it if you're going to reduce? You know, and what was the other word you used? Starts with an M?
warm emulsified
butter. Yeah, emulsified. What's that about?
Emulsified.
Sounds like something you do to a dead body.
It's whipped, I believe.
So why don't they just say whipped white butter sauce? Boom.
Or don't make the whole framing of your cookbook. These recipes were inspired by drugstore cat food.
Yeah.
Hey, boom.
Boom. Top boom. Ramen and ketchup. All right. So what have we learned?
I learned that, marketing, people, I could do a better job. Yep. If I ever get fired, I go into marketing and I could just be the lady who says no.
Yeah. I think,
no.
Yeah. I think you'd be
people
the no
are afraid
lady.
To say no.
Yeah. I think we have to say no. Yeah. Even with your beer blanc, the answer is beer no.
The answer is get out of my office. Yeah. Yeah. Time is the most precious resource that I have, and I can and never give just, what you took from me back.
Yes. How dare you? Nary a time will we ever say beer blanc on this show. I think I speak for all of us on this one. Devin, have you learned anything?
I learned that I will not be eating any kind of cat food.
You just learned that?
Yeah.
It's been reinforced, let's say.
I didn't know I needed to learn it, but
you know what? That's a very good point. And for more points like this, you can check out our podcast at foxnewspodcast.com.
Mm-hmm.
She's the cat. I'm Tyrus. Devin, take it home.
Nuff said.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.